So last week on the podcast, I shared with you guys chapter 2 of Unlocking Michael Jackson, which is under Unlocking the Icons with Kino Isaac, which you can find via my Patreon channel. The link you can find on any of my social media platforms and the Kino Isaac Consulting Agency Facebook page. Now, in chapter 2, I touched on his life between 1971 and 1979. During that period was a time when he decided that he's going to branch out of the Jackson 5 to pursue his own solo career. And within that chapter, I shared lessons, information with you guys on how you as an independent artist can go about branching off from your group, the crew that you grew up with, that you started all of this with, in a much more strategic, humble, and kind way. Not be a complete asshole and be like, okay, full of ego and, okay, I'm the key figure in the group and, you know, fuck all of you guys. I'm just going to go out and do my own thing. You don't want to burn those bridges. There's other ways to go about it where you as an individual solo artist can find success in the music industry and still keep the momentum going on with your group, your band, where both parties find success. So please go and check out that episode. And of course, you can sign up for Unlocking the Icons via the Patreon channel for $5 a month. Now, this week, I want to share a bit of information from chapter 1 of Unlocking the Icons. Now, I share so much information for free on the podcast, my blog posts, or my daily, you know, captions on social media. Sort of ask the question, okay, why do I even charge $5 on Patreon? For me, look, I just want to give you guys value, whether you pay for it or whether it's free. And there's certain topics, like I just want to pinpoint as well on the podcast, like just pin it out, something critically important, and not go through the whole chapter, but just that point alone, because that alone is such a critical thing that we need to deal with, and that I do deal with independent artists today, especially if you're young and you're still under the care of your parents. So as you go into chapter 1 of Unlocking Icons, with Unlocking Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson's career started off professionally at the age of 5. You know, he had his mother, he had his father. His father was quite strict. There was a lot of pressure. He never had the normal childhood that we may have had, which created a lot of loneliness and missing out, which psychologically can mess with anyone. So on today's podcast, I want to share with you guys the lessons that I had for parents within chapter 1, how to handle the situation when you have young talent in your family and how to go about actually nurturing them, caring for them, and actually focusing on not affecting them in a negative way as they grow up into their teenage life and, of course, into adulthood. If we look at Michael Jackson's ranch, which was linked to Peter Pan, in chapter 3, I go on to say, based on research, that the only reason he was so linked to Peter Pan is because he wasn't fully grown up. In his adulthood, he was living a life that he would have wanted to live when he was 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. Ask yourself this question, what you were doing at that young age, and compare it to a life that he lived where there was no proper childhood living. There was no playing with friends or swimming in the pool or sleeping in late. He was living a full-time career at that age. So I'm going to share with you guys, which is dedicated to parents, on how to go about this so you don't negatively affect your child growing up. And if you're an artist listening to this right now and you want to share this information with your parents, because keep in mind that you guys are a team and how you can get them to support you more, I know it can become overwhelming, consuming. And sometimes you may think, okay, as parents, that you're doing the right thing, but meanwhile, it's not. So I'm going to share with you lessons what you can do if your daughter, if your son is a talented musician, and they don't even have to be like in the music industry, just talented anything, and how to really go about it. So number one is nurturing versus pushing. When it came to Michael Jackson's father, Joe Jackson, he like pushed him. There was a lot of physical abuse, emotional abuse. Yes, there was heart and there was care as well. And for him, it was like tough love. So he was pushing. So we're going to compare this to nurturing. That's what we want. The lesson here is there's a fine line between nurturing talent and pushing a child too hard. While discipline and practice are important, excessive pressure can lead to resentment and emotional damage. How do you apply this as a parent? Focus on fostering a love for the activity, celebrate their efforts, not just achievements. Let them explore their creativity and have fun. Provide positive reinforcement and encouragement. Celebrate the efforts at times. And, you know, this can happen in school. When your child is in school, we push them or can push them so hard because we want to celebrate at the finish line. We want to celebrate the end goal, pause the end result, when we should also celebrate the fact that they're trying each and every single day. Number two is the importance of balance. The lesson to learn here is talent development shouldn't come at an expense of a normal childhood. How to apply: maintain a healthy balance between activities, playtime, and social interaction. Ensure your child has time to be a child. Because it's being a child alone is how we actually learn so much growing up. Number three is emotional well-being. A child's emotional well-being is paramount. That's the lesson. How to apply this. Create a safe and supportive environment where your child feels comfortable expressing themselves. Be open and communicative, building trust and fostering a healthy parent-child relationship. Critically important, create a healthy parent-child relationship. Let them express themselves. Or if you, young talent right now listening to this podcast, never ever say sorry for expressing yourself. Number four is respecting individuality. Lesson: recognize your child's individual personality and needs. Don't project your own ambitions onto them. What? Come on. That's happened to all of us. How to apply this? Encourage them to express themselves uniquely within their chosen activity. Celebrate the individuality and interests. So your child, you know, your ambitions for them is to go to school, go to college, become an attorney, become a doctor. But they have this love for music. Let them express that. You know, and celebrate the interests. Allow them, give them the room, that space, and don't tell them that they are wasting their time. Number five is communication and consent. The lesson to be learned here is open communication and respecting your child's consent are crucial. How to apply this? Talk to your child about their feelings and experiences. Don't force them to participate if they are unhappy. It will tarnish them growing up. And just like myself and a lot of individuals out there, and what I always start with when it comes to independent artists, is we have to work on your subconscious first. Because inside your subconscious could be so many blockages and unhappiness. So we have to work on that in the childhood, and it takes time. I know, I'm talking from experience. It takes time. So don't force them to participate in anything they don't want to if they are not happy doing it. Michael's story explains the negative consequences of an overly demanding environment. Here's how to create a nurturing alternative. Number one is replace fear with encouragement. Use positive reinforcement and praise effort instead of resorting to fear tactics or punishment. Like, if your child is not listening to you, or you're not praising the effort because, you know, the end result wasn't what you wanted, punishment is not the way to go about it. Number two, focus on passion, not perfection. Prioritize your child's love for the activity over achieving technical perfection at a young age. Number three, celebrate milestones, not just the destination. This is just like a general rule for life. The crumbs matter. They do matter. Acknowledge their progress and effort, not just the ultimate goals. How do you reason with talented children? Number one is open communication. Talk openly about their goals and aspirations. Number two is acknowledge sacrifices. Recognize that pursuing talent may require sacrifices. That goes both ways. Offer choices and autonomy. Give them some control over their schedule and practice routines. One of my blogs, which you can find on the Kino as a Consulting Agency, just a bit of the whole parent-child relationship here, is about how to build a record label on an autonomy level. So please go check that out. To sum it up, what it really means is that, you know, you can be working alone with your label and you have a lot of, say, partners, or you say you have a team of 5 or 10 and one is responsible for marketing. Don't micromanage them. Autonomy. Give them control. That's their corner of what we're building. Let them go about it how they feel they should go about it. Of course, have the discussions and the strategy talks and so on, but let them go about it. Give them control. Highlight long-term benefits. Discuss the skills they'll develop and that can benefit them throughout their life, not just in their specific talent. Focus on the journey. Emphasize the enjoyment of learning and growth, not just achieving early success. By keeping these lessons in mind, parents can nurture their child's talents while ensuring their well-being and fostering a healthy, supportive environment. Remember, the joy of the activity and open communication are key to a positive experience. So that last bit, if you have a talented child right now and you're overwhelmed, you don't know how to go about it, you know they're not built for the traditional educational system, then you should actually become one of my clients or check out the Keynoise Consulting agency website, check the blogs out, and you will know as a parent how to go about it. But I'm going to repeat just the titles of these points one more time. Open communication, acknowledge sacrifices, offer choices and autonomy, highlight long-term benefits, focus on the journey. That's what you can train them on. So I'm sure there's a percentage of people that don't think, you know, what I've mentioned is actually necessary or required. Trust me, it is. That's the starting point. And if we can develop the children of the future, okay, from young age, and we can work in their mindset from a young age, or moves in a positive, nurturing direction, when they go into the teens, when they go into adulthood, they're going to be in a much more better space than some of us here today actually were. So it's critically, critically important when you have young talent within your household. So don't ignore it. At times parents can ignore it because, once again, one of the points I mentioned, they focus on their ambitions, not yours. They ignore it. I mean, the amount of times that I get told or have been told by family, by friends, that what I'm doing, it's a waste of time, it's not real, it's not a real job, like, hear it all. But here I am today on the podcast, still living my life on my terms, living my dream, being involved in music, the music business, the music economy, and got so much gratitude for that. But there was a lot of fixing I had to do, not just myself, but a lot of explaining and a lot of information I had to provide for to my parents. And I'm grateful that, you know, I made headway with those things. But look, if there's going to be family, there's going to be friends that really won't get it, really understand you, that's coming. So if you're an independent artist right now and you're experiencing this, or you think this is never going to happen to you, it will. But when it does, know that you're going on the right path, and you're going on the path that your heart is taking you down, because you know deep inside who you are, and your self-awareness is at a high, your self-esteem is at a high. You know this is what I want to do with my life. So go ahead and do it. Don't wake up 50 years from now with regrets. So that's it for Keynoise Podcast today. Love each and every single one of you guys. Live your best life. Live your dream. Fear does not exist. Peace out.